Hatcher cranks it out into the leg side. Two out there. They got him. Sutherland takes the catch. And that's it. Victoria get home. A patchy season. But they show all the fighting qualities that we've come to expect from this team over recent years.
A win for Victoria yesterday at the MCG. That's what you want to hear. Wins for Victoria at the MCG. They beat New South Wales even better, if you don't mind, in the Marsh Cup. And one of the reasons was the form of Matt Short, who really did set things up through the batting order of the Vics. And he's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club on a Monday morning. Good morning, Matty.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, mate, because you were the difference yesterday. TD, you could call you. So I walk into training today and say, boys, I'm the difference. Just call me TD, because 88 off 85 really solidified things through the middle of the innings with young Jake Fraser-McGurk put on 95, which was a good result. And then, Matty, just to top things off, you look a little tweakers out there and you open the bowling.
Yeah, I think, first of all, it was a great win by the boys. But, yeah, well, it was good to play a part with both the bat and the ball.
So coming into it, you're coming off the Shield games, the interspersed one-day games, this series in the Marsh Cup is different to previous years. How do you go adjusting your game to the different ball?
I guess I'm still learning, and there's not too many guys that have been around while the Shield's been going and the one-days as well. So
yeah,
a lot of us are still learning and coping with that, but I guess over the last few years, we've gone from Shield cricket straight into the Big Bash. So, in some ways, it's red ball into white ball. So, that is a bit of a challenge. But, everyone's sort of getting used to it now.
So, the Shield game finished at about 8:30 on Friday night, and then you're playing again on the Sunday. Do you have a training session at all with white balls on the Saturday and all that sort of thing? Or is it just pretty much your warm-up on the Sunday was the change from red ball to white ball?
There was an optional session on the Saturday in between the games, so some of the guys that didn't play in the Shield game were able to go and hit some white balls, but I definitely took the option just to have a nice day off and relax and make sure I was ready for last night.
And so do you as a player like this way of doing it? As half said, the sort of interspersed through the Shield games, this one-day cup the way it used to be. Do you like it that way, or do you prefer the way it was?
I personally like it, but I think especially for us at Victoria, it's given a lot of young guys an opportunity in the one-day form. A lot of our fast bowlers in the Shield team have been rested over the season so far, and given guys like Jackson Coleman and Xavier Crone and guys like that opportunity in the one day form, and they've really done well for us.
Now, you were batting with the Rooster, the 17 year old. Take us through it from your perspective, this kid, 17, what he's doing.
Yeah, he's just an excitement machine. He came out to join me in the middle, and I didn't really have too much for him. I just let him play and let him do his own thing. He's got so much confidence for a young bloke at 17. So, as I said, he's just really exciting to watch him. Yeah, it's really good to bat with him out in the middle and just let him strut his stuff.
So is it just this fearless of youth, no problem, shorty, I'll handle this, you just get me the strike?
Yeah, that's the thing. Taking the cheek of singles off the last ball and destroying his face in the next over. So, he's definitely fearless and definitely one to look out for.
You had a bit of a breakout year last year, Matt, and really did start to show everyone how good you were. Has that been how big a confidence boost has that been for you coming into this season?
Yeah, it was massive. I think last year was huge for me. In terms of playing consistent cricket and playing or getting picked, I guess, for starters. And this year's, sort of been a little bit disappointing so far in terms of carrying over that consistency. I feel like the last couple of games I've regained a little bit of confidence, and hopefully I can bring that into the rest of the season.
And the fact that Mac has gone now and your McDonald's moved up to the national scene, how has that affected you, or is it just normal business as usual?
It hasn't affected me too much. Obviously, it'd be great to still have him around. He's such a great coach and really smart to have around the group. So I guess a lot of the boys are still staying. I have a bit of contact with him and whatnot. So I guess we just have to deal with him not being around and keep doing what we do best.
And Glenn Maxwell and Will Pekoski were there at the G yesterday. How'd they seem, and any updates?
Yeah, they're still in good spirits. It's always good to see him around. And I know Nick Madison was floating around the G during the Shield game as well. So, yeah, the boys loved having them around and seeing their faces. So I think they're doing pretty well. Obviously, good on them for branching out and taking some time off. But, yeah, it's always good to see him.
Now, the question I'm dying to ask you is to go back to Friday. Did Chris Tremaine hit that ball that was caught at second slip, or did it come off his leg?
No, straight off the middle of the bat, I think.
he definitely hit it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely hit it, but I think the reason he stayed out in the crease was because he was the last wicket to go, so you don't go off the 10th wicket and walk off the ground. You hang around and shake hands after the game, so that's why the big train didn't walk.
Right. Well, there you go. I've never seen someone caught at second slip and not be given out.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. I saw it. Watching at the time. I was watching the stream, Whitey, with you and Bryce doing your thing. Bryce was all over it. You were questioning with the decision. You agree with the umpire.
Well, no, I only agree with
it
because...
Hang on a minute. He's cut that to second slip.
Yeah, well, the only reason I didn't agree with it, because if he's been caught at second slip, you'd just walk off. But I understand what Matt's saying, but I was just trying to come up with some sort of theory as to why it wasn't given out. That's good acting from Chris.
Yeah, it's very good acting from Chris.
Were you upset? I mean, how much did that take out of the team? I mean, you were in a dominant position for so long and not able to get the win, not even to be able to hold on for the draw. I mean, that's sort of been a bit sort of symptomatic of your season. It just hasn't quite got going yet in the Shield.
Yeah. No, you're right. It was really disappointing, and I guess the boys learned a fair bit out of that game, and I think we're not playing bad, we're just missing key moments, and that last day on Friday, it was really disappointing. I think we had 190 to win, and to not be able to chase them, and then in the end, not be able to bat out the draw was, it was a bit of a kick in the guts. But, we move on to next game. We've got a one day tomorrow and then another Shield game not too far around the corner.
And all that, the MCG as well. So you want to get down to see the boys in action tomorrow at the MCG, you can. Victoria versus South Australia, the next couple of Shield games at the G as well, which we're very much looking forward to. Matty, and appreciating your work as well. Go get it, mate. Appreciate your time.
No worries, guys. Thank you.